Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through the KKNW 1150 website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. Check us out on Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Well, watch that cute little video about the squirrels. All right, Nathan's already making moves over there, so that means somebody must have taken us up on our offer, and we've got somebody on the line, so we always say phone calls take priority. So, we'll get back to my list of stuff, Natasha, but where are we going?
We are headed to Mount Shasta to speak with Monica and find out about a kitty she found. So welcome to the show, Monica. You're live with Martha Norwalk and Natasha Venter on Animal World.
Hey, Monica.
Hi, Martha.
Hello.
So are you down in Mount Shasta?
Yep, I live in Mount Shasta.
I actually
live in Lake Shastina, which is right next to Mount Shasta on the north side.
So I have to ask you before we get to your question, because I'm curious. What's going on weather-wise in your area?
Oh, hotter than hell.
Okay, so you're cooking too,
huh? I have to sit in the shade. It might have been hotter last summer, but we're just in a hot spell of, right between 90 and 100, but it's very dry heat.
Well, that's good. So that's good.
It's dry heat, and it's, you know, this is a bit of a desert, high desert in the section where I live.
Huh. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yes.
Well, okay.
It's like Eastern Washington.
All right. Well, you stay cool if you can.
Here's what I have going on.
Yeah, tell
us. And I'm interested in, you know, two aspects of it. One, I'd like to know what Natasha, her thinking is about who this cat is. But this really darling young man cat showed up, I'd say maybe 3 weeks ago. And he's in and out.
Wait a minute.
But he's real young. He's really well behaved.
Okay, wait a second. All right, so we know he's a male.
Are clipped.
Monica?
You know,
Monica?
He listens.
Monica, can you hear me?
But sometimes he's really hungry, and he hasn't been fixed.
I don't think she can hear me.
And I call him Leo because he's charming and, you know, he's yellow. But I don't know quite the appropriate approach here because I'm not sure if he belongs to somebody because the neighbors aren't really close, and they have dogs. And, you know, if he lives around here, it's a little distance away or something. You know, and so it's not like I should take him in to, you know, have him fixed if he belongs to someone. You know, and I just am curious about what's the appropriate, you know, thing to do, number one. You know, and is he actually a stray?
Okay, can you hear me, Monica? Monica?
Hey, Monica, can you hear us?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Looks like we'll have Stacy call back Monica. Do you have a callback number there, Stacy?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's go ahead and give her a call back.
Now, is that weird? I don't remember that ever happening before.
That is strange.
I mean, it was a perfect connection with her. We could hear her just fine. But she couldn't hear us. Isn't that strange?
Yeah, we'll just go ahead and give her a quick call back. I think...
I kind of want to direct some of those details, but it sounds like, Natasha, that this cat must have just shown up. She did say it's a male. I was going to ask for a description, but sounds like she said yellow, so it must mean an orange kitty. Don't know if we got. Are you getting a connection with this cat at all? Okay, mm-hmm. So you're connected. Okay, it sounded like she must have gotten a look at his butt because mm-hmm. she talked about taking him in to be neutered. So he must have testicles.
Norwalk's Animal World.
Whoop. Yellow.
No.
So that was Stacy leaving a message for Monica. It sounded like.
Yeah.
Well, okay, Natasha, will you straighten out the energy, please? This is your department. Spirit lady, energy person. Okay. Where's Nils when we need him to tweak
yeah,
the energy?
I'm negotiating that.
So we're going to try to get Monica back on the line. We've not been successful, though, it sounds like, Nathan.
Still
is
working on it.
Okay. Yeah, so if she's listening, you know, we can negotiate this, too. That what I'm getting is that he is a stray. He is not attached. Also, too, we need to remember that many a times when cats decide to show up on our porch...
There's a reason.
There's a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And they decide to move homes just like sometimes we do. It's mm-hmm. not... I mean, yes, it's personal, but it's not personal. You know, they are the closest thing I would call to a witch's familiar. You know what I mean? That they are our buddies. They are here to support us in our journey of whatever.
It reminds me of a story.
They are here to support us in our journey of being who we are. So sometimes a cat will be a facilitator where he'll choose 4 or 5 homes in his lifetime because that's his...
Where he's called to be.
And to support the family in that knowing. And we as humans get attached. So, yes, if he is choosing your home, I would say do what you need
to do.
He's
your cat.
Yeah. And it is as much as he thinks he is a king. Okay.
We got Monica back on the line now. Let's go ahead and bring her back.
Okay, Monica.
Oh, you guys, I'm so sorry. My phone just malfunctioned, but I didn't hear anything you said.
Right. Well, I was trying to interrupt you because you couldn't hear me, and I wanted to straighten out some of the details. But anyway, I think what we figured out is that you're calling this guy Leo, right?
Yeah.
And he's a cat. He just showed up on your porch.
Yeah, he comes into my backyard.
Okay, you've been able to determine he's an unneutered male.
Because, you know, I read on the internet, I mean, he looked unneutered, and it said you just sort of touch it, and if it's hard, there.
Yeah, if there's testicles there, he's unneutered. Question, I think you wanted to know, is he, does he belong to somebody, and he's wandered off and all of that? So Natasha was able to get a good connection with Leo, and so she was just telling us about it. But I think, Natasha, you started with, he's a stray.
He's a stray.
Yeah, so.
He is a stray. He did come from somewhere. I never really try to attach where cats come from, because sometimes they just pop. Yeah. It's part of the universal system. They are, you know, it's like horses. I put in the majesticness of, like, elephants. And whales, they're part of our system. Cats can kind of be in the realm of star beings. You know, they are very much connected with certain realms, the fey realm and that kind of stuff. And so when you're talking about how sometimes animals come, yes, you know, they come through birth. Yes, there's wild cats around. Yes, there's, you know, the system. But sometimes their soul comes in a unique way. And so he has had a past life as more like he's pretty known in the spirit realm of being empowered. So,
well, but you also said when Monica, we had dropped her, I think you said when cats just show up someplace, there's a reason.
There is a reason.
And you felt he was not a stray.
No.
Well, his claws are trimmed. He's so polite. You know, he sits on my lap. He lays amongst my sunflowers. I mean, this yard is his little spot.
Yep.
You know, but at the same time, I'm like, what do you do with an animal? He's not always hungry either, but sometimes he's very hungry.
Well, he could be making the rounds in the neighborhood or something. What's your sense, Natasha? Is he going to other homes besides Monica's? And what do you see around?
Well, what I'm getting is you ask the question, should you get him fixed? And I have the understanding that as a human, it is our understanding that we should try to help the population.
Lower the population.
It maintained, or, you know, keep it, you know, because cats do a lot of good, you know, rats and mice and stuff like that. But in the sense of it is that respect. So even
they also, to be fair, for those of you listening, they do a lot of harm when it comes to songbirds and that sort of thing.
Yeah, they do.
And it is recommended these days that you get build a catio or a pos mahal like Aunt Martha has and have do not let your cats run wild.
Yes, so I would definitely, if you get a chance, yes,
get
you
him
ask
neutered.
The question,
you're saying
get him
yes
neutered.
On neutering.
Because you asked the question, yes, get him neutered.
Yeah, because, you know, they have those free or you know, low-cost spay-neuter opportunities for what's considered a stray.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, stray and ferals. Yeah, absolutely. Take advantage of that.
I would take advantage.
There's definite, you know, TNR, trap, neuter, release programs up here. And if you go to one of those places, it's often free or very low cost, but they'll notch the ear so that if the cat's picked up again, that they know it's been neutered, you know, or of course that's obvious with a male, but not with a female, but they notch the ear so that other rescuers would know. But I'm wondering, Monica, are you in a position where you would like to have a cat? Can Leo move in with you? Where are you with this?
I feel like he would be a good cat because he's playing with my cat through the window.
Oh, so you already have a cat.
Yeah, I've got an indoor model, so that's why I'm not letting him in yet.
Gotcha. Okay.
He can come in my garage and, you know, use the whole yard, but I'm, you know, for safety, I'm keeping him away from my cat. But at the same time, he's young. He's just a little teenager.
Are you still there? Yeah, there you are.
It's more appropriate. Yeah, yeah. Oh, am I cutting out again?
You did just for a moment.
Boy, that is weird.
Okay, so we're going to ask the technology angels to come and support us in this moment and have clear communication. So to give you a chance that I feel like when this is my knowings of talking to the cat community, that when they show up at a place, they are meant to be there. Now, if he's meant to be there for a long time, that's up to you. But I would go get him fixed. Give him a chance to be back outside again, see what he ends up doing. If he chooses to come back to you, there's some cats that have been in cat uniforms before, and they know how to be a cat. They know how to be loving. They know how to have boundaries. Mm. A lot of male cats are more loving than females. Mm-hmm. You know, they tend to be more, you know, they have needs differently than females. And so that if you choose, I would say that he wants to come. He's comfortable with your place. He's doing the dance. Mm-hmm. You know, he may be out hunting. He may be out doing the thing where he's not as hungry because he's learned to scrounge.
Hunting. Yeah, hunting.
Oh,
or,
I see.
You know, he's a scrounge. You know, you learn to be a scrounger. And so with that I would do the protocols of if you feel like you can get him fixed, then get him fixed. And then if you mm-hmm. want him indoors, get him tested to see if he can be indoors. And then mm-hmm. he feels like he's more yours than not.
Okay.
Okay.
Now I'm wondering, can you, what's your other cat's name, Monica?
Oh, my cat is Maui.
And Maui, a male or a female?
Maui is a female, and she was an outside, just like this one. An outside cat who just came to live at my house when I was in downtown Mount Shasta.
All right. Well, then now the general rule of thumb is when you're getting, you know, going to get multiple cats, mm-hmm. same sex relationships work better than opposite sex. So it's like the opposite with dogs. Dogs, you want to do mm-hmm. opposite sex. Cats, and the most congenial group is usually a group of neutered males. Well, you've obviously your kitty Maui is a female, and then Leo is a male. So I want to Natasha, can you see would Leo integrate well with Maui? How do you see that going? Mm-hmm. And would Monica be able to eventually move Leo in to being an indoor-only cat with Maui, or would she have Maui's indoor-only?
I feel like he won't
and
have...
Leo would go in and out? I mean, what do you think of all that, and could these cats be integrated?
I feel like he would be one that he can integrate into indoors pretty easily.
Okay.
That's what his personality feels like to me when I check in with his personality. There is going to be the natural...
Maui accept that?
That's what I was going to go to. That I feel like there is the natural integration, but yet I feel like that they could become pretty good pals. There's an opportunity there.
So there's an opening there.
Just have to be done in a certain way because, you know, like my cat didn't mind him. Like she looks at him out the windows and then they actually were patting the glass together.
Yeah.
Oh,
not in a negative way, but like he was rolling around on his back and she was like,
yeah,
oh, that's a really good sign.
So the only thing that isn't there is smell. So with that if there's a way that you can create smell, then
well, I smell like him because he sits on my lap a lot outside.
So then you're ahead of the game.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's a very good sign if they've been communicating through the glass.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent sign. So I'd say, Monica, congratulations. Uh-huh. You got a new cat.
If you choose.
Well, yeah, all right. Well, that's basically kind of what I wanted to know. And
he picked you.
I'm going away for like 3 days up to Seattle. And so I was like, I wonder if I should worry about, you know, have somebody look out, you know, or, you know, if the spaying, you know, happens one day a week, should I wait until I come back? you know, what's too long for a male?
To wait on neutering, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, you'd want to do it as soon as possible.
Yeah. I mean, I'm leaving in a week and a half.
Oh, well, it would depend on the schedule of who's ever going to do the neutering, but,
yeah.
You know, it's an easy, simple surgery, and the recovery is very quick.
And you said that you have a garage, right?
I have a garage which he has meandered into. It's full of stuff, but I have a big cat carrier. Putting him in a cat carrier is like nothing, you know, because he's so tame,
mm-hmm.
You know, but I don't know about the recovery.
Well,
thing.
I wouldn't make, well, it's not going to be very long. 24 hours, he'll be fine. I would say, don't make it, don't complicate it.
Mm-mm.
Keep it simple. Okay. So call, find out when he could be neutered. And if it can be done before you leave, do it.
Okay.
If it can't be done till after you get back, wait till you get back.
Yeah.
Not that big a deal.
Okay.
So don't make this an issue.
Yeah.
He picked you. Your cats are already, for crying out loud, I already told you, males and females don't usually get along. These guys are already powwowing through the window and touching through the window, for crying out loud. You have
a new
cat. Just make it simple and easy. And if you can get him, you know, I wouldn't neuter him and then 5 minutes later you take off. As long as you could neuter him, you know, a few days, you know, it's before you have to leave. Because it doesn't take long at all for boys to recover from this. But before you would start the integration, now when you do neuter males, there's a hormone flush that happens that can alter behavior slightly. And that happens either real fast within a 30-day period, or it can be gradual and take up to 12 months. So we don't know about that. But the fact of the matter, he's unneutered. He's still getting the other cats, still accepting, and they're talking through the windows. I don't think it's going to be that big a deal, but I wouldn't begin any integration stuff until after he's neutered.
Yes, okay.
And then you could give it up to a month or so. But then I just kind of feel, you know, how it feels. And see how they're interacting with each other. And Natasha's here the third Sunday of every month, so you can always check back in next month and say, well, here's where we're at. What do you think, Natasha? What does it feel like now? Is it time to do stuff?
Yeah, and one last thought, that if you choose to have this cat, that you picture him coming into your house with grace, love, ease, they get along.
Excellent.
You know, and I would start doing that before he starts coming in, so that there's this language that he sees, oh, I do have a home here. Your cat that you have now says, oh, I have a new buddy. Okay, you know, type of thing.
Yeah, getting him used to it that way.
Yeah, so
excellent.
You're picturing them being in the picture together. But I would not bring him into the home until you come back.
Definitely, right, yeah.
Because he's good. He's safe. He's eating. He's doing what he's doing. He's him. You know, I think he's just going to be one of those guys that just says, this is life.
Yeah. Okay. So, and get him neutered as soon as you can. But if you can't do it until you get back, do not make that a problem.
Yeah.
Just go with the flow.
Okay.
All righty?
Well, you guys are great.
Thank you
so much for your insight.
All right.
You're more
thanks
than
for
welcome.
Checking
blessings.
In. Stay cool down there.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Monica.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We got to go straight to advertisers because we're off schedule and it's the last hour. So Animal World will continue straight ahead right here after we talk to you about our sponsors right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and now we're midway through the final hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen at verticalenergyworldwide.com. She is a best bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy codes practitioner. And works on people either in person at her office. She works out of the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery, or she can work with you remotely. And she continues to offer a free introductory session to anybody that asks. And being with her on the radio doesn't count. So even if you've had a session on the radio, you can still get a free one from her in person. And all you're going to have to do is call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. So it's Linda Rasmussen. VerticalEnergyWorldwide.com is her website. And if you would like a free introductory session, and boy, she's really good, jot this number down, 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And give her a call or text her for your free session. Alrighty then, and of course, I am still working with people privately as a behavior therapist and trainer to help people, their dogs, and solve their problems quickly. And my Saturdays are booking up now till the middle of August, but I've got some weekday time. So I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. So if you know anybody that's got problems with their dogs, now's the time to get them solved. Tell them to give me a call. I'll talk to them for free on the phone. 360-217-7258. All righty then. I think we could get another phone call in if there's somebody out there waiting. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. All righty. Let's see. I want to go back to my list of stuff here. We know about the Golden Retriever anniversary. We talked about Stacy and Bagman, so we're good there. We've talked about the weather and what's coming up, but just remember, everybody needs water, and that includes, you know, the birds and the bees and the spiders and and frogs, and I'm watering everybody. So try to, and my friends in Phoenix, you know, they're up at over 110 for like ever, and they're rounding like out at 117 right now. And my friend Krista's leaving, you know, a bowl of water and a little birdie bath in the shade for their birds. And they were just telling me yesterday that they're amazed. It's so hot down there that when the birds come in for the water, they're actually panting. Yeah, have you ever seen a bird pant? Well, it doesn't happen very often, but apparently it's that hot in Phoenix. So just make sure if you can, keep them water out. And if mosquitoes are a problem in your area, you just need to keep the water moving. So like my fountain that has a waterfall in it, I don't get mosquitoes in there because the water's constantly moving. my birdie bath. While bird people told me, you know, I had to buy one of those little wobble wiggle things that you stick in the birdie bath and it spins. It's battery operated, but keeps the water moving. Mm-hmm. They say it attracts the birds, but it also keeps mosquitoes out. So no mosquitoes in my birdie bath, but man, my birds just, they love the birdie bath. They often take baths just before bed, which I find strange, but, you know, they do. Anyway, so water for everybody, please. And even if you don't know who's there, you can put a little water out here or there. And if you can't keep it moving, well, then just change it, you know, switch it out so that you don't get any mosquito hatching. Mm-hmm. We have had, I don't think there was any in this state, was there, Nathan? But there have been a few cases of malaria in other states in the country.
Yeah, the last time we checked, the closest was in Texas. But yeah, I can see if any others have popped up.
But I don't think we've had malaria cases for a long time. But it's starting to come in Texas way, like you said, was the closest. Okay, so before I get to my bird stuff, Natasha, you talked about the energy and what's going on and that sort of thing, but you didn't specifically mention anything astrologically. So is there anything going on astrologically that we should know about?
Well, we've got, you know, several planets in retrograde.
Okay, but not Mercury, right?
Not Mercury, but it's
coming. I know it's coming
it's
sometime.
Coming. I think it's at the beginning of September. Don't quote me on that. Yeah. But I mean, it's always here.
I think it may be the end of August. Anyway,
somewhere
it's coming
there.
Up.
That, you know, and we've had a couple years here where Mercury was in retrograde as we came into the year. And it seems like whatever is kind of that flow at the beginning of the year continues in. So it's one of those times. But I can tell you, you know, talking with the star beings and stuff like that, that, you know, we're all getting upgraded, even in other planets. And it's how do we negotiate being here now? You know, it's that, you know, tuning in with the matrix that I do and the different dimensions that I do, that it always comes back to in the moment I'm having a conversation in a radio station. What are the emotions that are running with me? How can I communicate with the parts of me that need to be dealt with? And a lot of our bodies are being upgraded. So please pay attention to, you know, a lot of us are dealing with fear and flight for many years. And so our adrenals are struggling. Our thyroid is struggling. You know, the way that our, you know, a lot of people are struggling with liver, and it's amazing what liver interacts with. You know, They're finding that liver even kind of dances in with a little bit of the diabetes situation going on. Mm. And a lot of the dis-ease that's going in with scenarios. So me healing my body, I've noticed a lot of that. But I'm just saying, though, that right now it's a time to really, you know, as much as you care about the matrix system and being a star being or not, come back to what is your breath being right now? What is the emotion that you're dealing with right now? What is your body wanting you to eat right now? You know, come back to this moment, because this moment is what's going to help us go into our future. I've noticed very much that it's about listening to the dot to dots. You know, if you get an email to check something out, investigate it. See if that's the next step you're supposed to do. If you're having a conversation with someone and they mention something, check it out to see if that's another thing that you need to do. Because right now, our stepping stones that we're stepping into, the little moments are making up to the big moments for our future. You know, like for me right now, I'm being told intuitively, you know, make sure my paperwork is up to date. You know, make sure I have all my ducks in a row. You know, make sure my websites are done, because there's something that's happening in the future. I don't know yet what it is, you know, because I don't have all the information yet. But yet at the same time, I'm listening to my information that I'm getting. And so even if you're not intuitive, the world is telling us through billboards that we pick out certain words on, you know, birds or animals that are tapping us, you know, squirrel, you know, get down to work, but have fun while you're doing it. You know, it's that, you know, what is cats teaching you? You know, like a cat coming in. Well, be comforting to yourself. You know, trust the process of coming into something new and just kind of sit on the lap and be with it. You know, it's like really pay attention to those step to steps, because that's really what's going to matter through all these retrogrades that we're going through that are triggering our outer world and our emotions. And those outer world things are triggering our inner emotions, you know. And we're finding out new truths. So really make sure those truths, you discern those truths out, because not all those truths out there are the truth. So use discernment. Oh. Really figure out, do you need to take a bite of some of that truth and make it yours, or do you need to take the whole thing and make it yours? You know, really
look
discern
at both sides.
Exactly. Really pay attention. Figure out what is a truth, because really the only truth that I know that is the truth is divine love. And so everything else is about discernment. And right now, even discerning the way our brains interact with us, you know, because our brains are being triggered into a lot of old patterns that is triggering a lot of old emotions. Well, do they need to be updated like a computer? Think about how, do I really need to worry about that anymore? No. You know, do I need to interact with that? No. Do I need to pay, you know, do I let my mind run amok and throw me off down the rabbit hole? Or do I kind of say, I'm pulling myself back in here? You know? So that's basically what's going on, because that's the bigger picture. Even if Neptune's in retrograde or Saturn's in, it doesn't, you know, that's the bigger picture that we need to look at right now.
All righty. Thank you for the update.
You're welcome.
And basically, things are just messed up.
We have to be discombobulated, or whatever that word is.
Yeah.
In order to breathe a lot.
Breathe and meditate.
Yeah. To get our footing again in the new normal.
Okay, then. We are going to take care of advertisers and keep Nathan happy so he isn't squirming in his chair. And then we'll come back, and I got two bird situations I need your help to figure out. So I think I figure them out, and then somebody throws a wrench in the works. And so anyway, I'm going to get clarification on the birds. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk. And there they are. They're those birders. They're coming in right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Going our own way every day. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And when you know, we heard from Natasha Venter. And just kind of like a re-upping of everything we had just talked about. So Natasha is available for private readings. Mm-hmm. Why don't you do those over the phone or Zoom or something like that?
Yep, over the phone, Zoom, in person. If you're up in the northwest, up in the Skagit Valley, if you or I have people drive from Seattle who want to be in person with
me. Okay, so you mm-hmm. you'll do it anyway.
Yep.
Okay.
I will.
And then you've got your podcast going on Monday and Wednesdays.
Yep.
4 o'clock each day, Monday and Wednesday. Via your YouTube channel, mm-hmm. Natasha Venter AC. So, excuse me, what happens on tomorrow's show?
We just talked about grief last week. So I'm thinking that we're going to talk about grief in the smaller ways. You know, like when you move from a house, when you move from, move from places that grief is not necessarily something that is always straightforward. It sneaks up on us. And so Regan and I will probably talk about the
grief stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good one. All right. And then what about Wednesday? You do 4 o'clock then. So what do you got any topics on Wednesday?
I don't have topic for
Wednesday. You'll just know that we know you'll be there.
Right? I'm always there.
And you'll have something to talk about.
Yep. Usually what I end up doing is that, my Wednesday conversation is pretty much about life, So a lot of times that Tuesday time frame, I kind of go, okay, that's what you want me to talk about. And actually, they want me to talk about how angels can come in and help you.
Okay.
Is what they're telling me right now. So.
All right. So she's talking about angels on Wednesday.
On Wednesday. I better write that down.
Okay. And then tell us one more time where you're going to be next Saturday.
It just went out of my head.
Center for Spiritual Living.
Mm-hmm. The soul body fair that they do up there. And I'm excited also, too. If you check on my YouTube channel, mm-hmm. on my community page, I have places where I've spoken to other shows. And I, at the end of July here, the beginning of August, is going to come out. I was on the Next Level Soul with Alex Fiera. He's a producer down in California. Mm. And so I'm excited that it's going to come out at the end here of that time, and you can find it on my community page on my YouTube channel, Natasha Venter AC.
So Natasha Venter AC mm-hmm. on YouTube. All right, fantastic.
Yep.
All right, so bases covered there. And remember Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline, a great way to get your energies balanced all of this energy stuff we're dealing with and with all the changes. The sound energy healing is just so wonderful. You can experience it in person, which I highly recommend to be, in the gong room and with the forks and all of that. Or Jude can do a session with you remotely. So check her out. Whispering-Dragon.com is the website. Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And you can give her a call at 206-706-2836. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. So, Natasha,
mm-hmm.
bird stuff. So, I am still... I thought I had the hummingbird situation figured out.
and then animals, they throw a wrench into
things. Then there's a little wrench comes in. It's like, okay, I got to ask Natasha. All right. So You know that I have Anna hummingbirds that are year-round. And then in the early spring, the Rufuses come in, and they're a little more aggressive, slightly smaller, and beautiful color. They're the bright orange ones. Anyway, and I had this year, I had two families of Rufies and still some Annas. And, you know, Natasha and I last year discussed me putting out feeders farther out on the property, and that seemed to make a huge difference. And didn't have any of the guarding and the fighting going on. Everybody seemed to, there were plenty of feeders and no issues. So, but then I had the wonderful experience of that, you know, they all disappear for a few weeks while they're laying eggs and raising babies. And then all of a sudden they come back with their babies. And remember last month we talked about mm-hmm. the fabulous experience I had with Dad, mm-hmm. Rufy, teaching the kids about the feeders and stuff. Well, it wasn't too long after that, you know, I had the two families, so lots of Rufuses. And then all of a sudden, the hummingbirds are gone again. This is the last week of April. And they're like gone. I mean, just gone. And so thinking, well, now is it possible that the weather's so warm and dry and going on that maybe they're doing a second, everybody's doing a second batch of babies this year? But then that didn't really feel right to me because it's actually they were later in the year this year than last year. So it didn't make sense to me. So then I decided, well, I'm going to read up on Rufies and about their migration patterns and stuff. So I read up on that. And what I learned was the Rufuses, you know, they come up here in the early spring and stay here, you know, and have make their babies. And then between July and September, they make their way back south. They go to Southern California and all parts of Mexico. And that's where they hang for the winter. So I realized then I was seeing an Anna hummingbird here, you know, a couple of them, but no Rufuses. So then I read that and I thought, okay, they must, the Rufus, I think what must be happening is they come up, they find their mates, they make their babies, they raise them up and teach them, and then they pack their bags and head south. And so I figured this is the last week of April they're gone, so mine must just be a little early because it's almost July, so time to go. So I decided, okay, that's the answer. They just left a little early to go south. So I was going to confirm with you if that's what, you know, all the Rufuses just went south early. So I was good with that explanation until, you know, I would see you today and I would ask you about it until the last 3-4 days. Because not only I'm seeing a pair, you know, my Annas coming in, all of a sudden I turn around and right next to me, the feeder, I've got at least one and maybe two Rufus females. Haven't seen any males and just two. And so for a minute I thought, well, how can this be? They all left. And I said, well, okay, maybe they don't all leave at the same time. And maybe these are on their way to go south and they're just cruising through and stopping at my house on the way. Except that they haven't gone away. They're still there. So I have two Rufus females there for the last few days. So what do you think's going on with these hummers? did my two families actually head south already, or when they just left, or what do you get what's going on?
Okay,
so
yes, they did. There's something going on with the animal kingdom.
Yeah, we know that the behavior's changing and
the
behavior's
changing, the interaction, and so I would check in with what is the message that those hummers want to tell you. There's something about the females being a little bit later than all the rest. What is that message that is there? So what is a hummingbird meaning? You know,
I'll go get out my Ted Andrews books.
Yeah,
read.
It's about getting the nectar out of life. It's being able to pivot. Mm-hmm. It's about showing our colors when we need to.
Do I have to hoover backwards?
Well, it's about being able to pivot, you know, change, you know, go with the flow, change on a dime if we need to. You know, it's that. Yeah. It's okay. That. But remembering to get the nectar out of life, you know, and look for the beauty, look for what we can see. It's about having good territory or good boundaries also when we're doing this. But in a way, not having strict boundaries, about being having those boundaries that are movable. You know, they are territorial, but at the same time, though, they are movable. You know, they'll flitter around. They'll figure out what to do while mm-hmm. they're trying to set a boundary, right? And then about being a female, being nurturing, being loving, being kind. They're partnered up, right? They're kind of like sisterhood. So finding, can you find something that is more sisterly? What's going on with some of your sisterly relationships okay. around you and that kind of thing? And so working with that kind of energy, then sometimes when we get the message of an animal,
then
it releases the story.
No, yeah, I know that one well. All right, so because we're getting close to out of time, I have the other bird situation I've got going on. You know, most years I've had the juncos build nests in my fuchsia baskets under my eaves. But the nurseries they weren't out early enough this year with the weather and stuff. Mm-hmm. So the juncos are in the bushes or trees or something. They're not in my baskets. But since our last show, I discovered there's a speaker above where the baskets are under the eaves, mm-hmm. you know, on that side of my house. So, and above the speaker is now a bird nest. And after taking some of them and finally seeing them and then getting a recording of the sounds, I had never seen one. I had never heard them, and I had never recorded them. I record the birds all the time. Mm-hmm. They're Pacific slope flycatchers.
Hmm.
They're real cute. They're part of the cedar waxwing family. So, you know, they have a little pointy mm-hmm. on their head, and they're little birds like that, but they're just really cute. But they are the strangest darn birds. So when I read about them, it said, nobody knows what these birds are because nobody ever sees them. It says they don't come to feeders and they stay in the trees. But then it said something about that they were attracted to water. And so I thought, well, with my waterfall fountain and now with a birdie bath that's real close to that, maybe that attracted mm-hmm. them in. And that's why this is the first time I'm ever seeing or hearing them. But then they have just strange birdie behavior. I got up with a picture and there were four eggs laid. The eggs have now hatched. And I got one picture, all of them hatched. I don't know if all four have survived because I haven't, you know, wanted to disturb them and get up and stick my phone up there and get another picture. But mm-hmm. I'm feeling like I want to do that. But one thing I noticed with the juncos, you know, they'd sit on the nest until they hatch. But once the babies were hatched, they'd be feeding them all the time, mom and dad, back and forth and all day long, all the time. But nobody ever sat on the nest once they were hatched. Mm-hmm. Well, these flycatchers are different. And even though they were hatched, somebody'd still sit on the nest.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was bizarre. And then even one came in and fed while the other one was sitting on them. So then I thought, well, that's weird. So then the other strange behavior is there's a little tree, you know, within 10 feet of there, and then limbs that come down from the big cedars and stuff. And so the juncos would, you know, come into those areas, you know, to watch the nest or make sure before they flew in and out. These birds don't seem to know how to do that. They come in and they land on the concrete and they stay on the ground. And they just sit on the concrete under there. And so, like, they'll come in, they'll feed the babies, and instead of flying off for more stuff, they go right down to the ground and sit there. And for a minute, I thought, well, maybe they think that they go in and feed, that they hang out for a minute to make sure no predators saw them go feed their babies, and then they go off again. But then something, a similar behavior is when it starts to get dusk, and one will go to bed with the babies and then the other one just sits on the concrete till almost dark. And I don't know why they sit on the concrete underneath the nest. I got any idea what's up with these birds?
You know,
and
what's
why they
strange
do what they do?
Is, and are what's they... strange to us is not strange to them.
Well, yeah, I know, but I've never seen birds. We know that sit on the ground like this all the time.
Yeah.
And they're not really, they're not feeding as much. Do you have a sense for how many of those babies have survived? If there are four alive babies in there, or if
all... Do you know how many bugs and things are around that they can just catch on a whim?
Well, that's the other thing. I used to, when the juncos would go in, I'd see something in their beaks. Mm-hmm. I don't see anything in the flycatchers when they go to feed. You know, so I don't know whether they swallow it or it's in the back of their throat or it comes up, but I'm not seeing that. So I don't know what's going on with these birds. But anyway, so as far as they're normal flycatchers and I just don't understand their behavior, is that where we are? And
mm-hmm.
Okie dokie.
Trust, surrender, and accept, because you don't have all the information.
All right, well, I'm
yet.
Getting up on my ladder. I'm taking another picture. I want to see how many are there. So anyway, we've talked ourselves through another show. And I want to say thank you so much
for your
input. It's always so helpful. And Stacy, thank you. And we'll look forward to more Bagman reports. And a squirt bottle in the car.
Squirt bottle and some treats.
And treats. You got it. You got it. And Nathan, and we're working on Bark in the Park for the 1st of August.
Yes, we are.
And next week, I'll be here, but I don't know, since Walters, we're not doing behavior, I don't really know what's going on. I'm very, very hopeful that Janice from New Pro is going to be able to tweak her schedule and be with us because it's been so long to catch up. Some other stuff. So anyway, I don't know for sure what's happening next week, but at least I'll be here. And so please be here, too, because if it's just me and Nathan, he and I will have to make up stuff to talk about if you guys don't call in with something. So anyway, I hope you'll be here next week, and I hope that we'll have Janice or somebody else wonderful with us as well. Anyway, thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Stacy. And thank you so much, Natasha. And it's so good to have you in the studio again.
Best.
All righty, everybody. As always, I leave you with animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to open your heart, share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.